This is MSO News Sports. I am Bill Newell, and we are joined by Nicole McLean, who is the founder and president of the North Shore Juneteenth Group. And Nicole, welcome. Good to be seeing you again.
Nice to be seeing you, too. This is an honor, again, to be speaking with you on your show.
Great to have you. And this is February, Black History Month. But let's begin. There's some events we want to talk about and some other organizations that, you know, that you've that your group is now involved with. But there are other things happening on the North Shore regarding Black History Month. And we'll hope to hopefully mention some of those, put some links up on those. But, Nicole, first of all, tell us about your group, because your group has expanded, say, in the last, 24 months.
Yeah, we're doing pretty good this year. I mean, to start off, it's February, you know, second month of 2020. But we've been working hard, and we began in 2017 with doing our first Juneteenth event, and we have expanded since to add about four more events that we do per year. So this year is going to be pretty busy, and we're excited to move forward and get some positive images of African Americans into our community.
So, for our listeners just listening now for the very first time, tell us about Juneteenth. Tell us the background and history of that piece.
So Juneteenth is actually a state holiday in our state of Massachusetts. It became a holiday in 2007, but it began in 1865 when enslaved African Americans in Texas found out that they were free 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation was signed. So upon hearing that they were free, this was June 19, 1865, they obviously were very excited and happy, and they had a celebration. So that's what Juneteenth comes from, June 19th.
Wow, 2 years. I mean, they wish we had social media back then to speed this process along. I don't mean to make light of that, but, you know, but But we are in a different world here today. Hey, and maybe just tell me about some of the other people that within the organization that you're kind of rely on, because I know you have a great group of people that you work with.
Yes, I have an amazing group that I work with, because we're doing so much this year that you can't do it all alone. So my vice president is Jacqueline Fitzhugh, and she's instrumental. She's the one that began our Hats and Heels High Tea event, and she heads up that part of it, and she also emails and, you know, and does outreach for us. We have our treasurer, Tamara Kenny. She's out of Melrose, and she does all of our accounting things and our budget and stuff like that. So she's a huge help. And all of our members, April, I'm going blank on her last name, April Mosley. Erica Seals, Wendy Joseph. We have so many members. So we actually added members this year. So we have a couple of members that, you know, too many to name, evidently.
Well, you have an event coming up. This is just one event that you have. There's two things here in February that I want to talk to you about. First, the painting event, which comes up on Saturday the 15th. So tell me about that piece. But the event is pretty much full, as I understand it right now.
Yeah, that event is filled up, but it's a paint event where children will be painting the Juneteenth flag, and they'll also be learning about Alma Thomas, who was an African-American painter, a well-known African-American painter. So they'll be learning some of her strategies of how she painted, her style, and they'll also be learning about African-American history and the Juneteenth flag.
And also at City Hall in Lynn, I understand this month, will be the Black Excellence exhibit. So tell me more about that piece.
Oh, that I'm very excited about that. We have been going into the community and asking for the community to nominate little-known black people in the community who exhibit excellence through either career, community, or they're giving back to the community. So those are the three criteria for Black excellence. And we've been getting a lot of nominations. We have about 31 people in our album on Facebook. So I'm very excited to put some of those faces in the City Hall foyer.
Great. And we're not exactly sure when that's going up right at this point, but it will be up sometime in the month of February.
That's right. That's happening in the month of February. It just got approved, so we're working on it.
And that'd be a great take. I mean, just to step up there and probably right in the lobby, right at City Hall. Yeah, get in there, and great old building and well-maintained Lynn City Hall. Now you're also that you're also there are some other events with the Minority Cultural Center in Lynn. We talked to Daryl Merkinson prior to the MLK Breakfast event in Lynn back in January. But I know that's not your organization, but they do have some events coming up.
Yes, they have a couple of Black History events. They're teaching about Kwanzaa. They have Eyes on the Prize, a movie about Black history being shown. They also have a portrait exhibit of, you know, historical Black figures. They have a lot of pictures and art that is being shown as well. So definitely look them up. The Community Minority Cultural Center is doing a lot of things for Black History Month.
Also, another great treasure, really, in the city of Lynn is the Lynn Museum. We'll put a link up on our website about that, but they also will be having some events at Lynn Museum on Washington Street in Lynn.
That's right. Donika Thurston is the new director at the Lynn Museum, and she's doing two movie showings that have to do with Black History Month in the month of February. So definitely look up the Lynn Museum for Black History Month events as well.
I want to ask you about your organization, Juneteenth, because it was Lynn Juneteenth. You expanded it to all of North Shore. So I guess if there are other pockets of the North Shore that are kind of still waiting to have, you know, Juneteenth kind of say, hey, we want to join too, kind of a deal. You know what I'm saying?
That is a new development this year, definitely. The West Medford Community Center has decided to do a Juneteenth event in West Medford, and they asked us to help them with that. So we're very excited to be a part of their Juneteenth event that they're going to be having this year. We also joined with Collective Collaborative in Salem, and hopefully we'll be able to do something, you know, as far as Juneteenth goes in Salem in the future. And, you know, we're just trying to expand and get Juneteenth more known and, you know, raise awareness on the North Shore. So we're willing to help anywhere that we can.
And I know as an aside kind of from the Juneteenth thing is your organization has connected up with other Lynn organizations. There's a bunch of small organizations in Lynn that are, you know, advocating for the residents in different ways. And you're kind of joining some of that kind of coalition.
That's right. We're a part of the New Lynn Coalition, and that's a lot of different community organizations in Lynn are under that, you know, umbrella. And their main goal is to help with housing issues in Lynn. So we jumped on that to help with that as well. And, you know, just, you know, raise awareness about gentrification and issues along that area that has a lot to do with Black Americans as well. So there's a lot of different avenues that we've been able to explore because of our mission statement, you know what I mean? So we also helped with the father-daughter gala this year, and we helped them do their event. We helped the women's committee this year and did a skit at their breakfast. So we've been pretty busy so far.
Nicole, let me ask you kind of a bigger, you know, picture from, you know, high above kind of a thing. And you look at North Shore, Juneteenth, you know, the organization and Black History Month and so on. How do you, you know, I guess what I'm trying to say is what kind of a context do you put this kind of work in this day and age here in 2020? You know, I guess the work looked differently back in the 60s before the civil rights legislation and the work of Martin Luther King to zero in on one, you know, historical moment in our country. But, you know, there's been times, decades and centuries before that, and here we are now, crazily, 50 years after that? It's amazing. And I go back that far, Nicole. I know you don't, but you know what I'm saying. But you know, it's like one of those things where I guess that's where I'm trying to go with this, the bigger picture of race relations and the work that you do.
Okay. So the work that Martin Luther King Jr. was doing and that, you know, Malcolm X was doing was really hard. I'm not saying that my work isn't hard, but their work was changing a system. You know what I mean? And they for by and large, really did achieve that. I mean, they changed things to where African Americans are able. I'm sitting here with you at a table talking on your show. You know what I mean? That's like a huge thing that would not have happened back before, or would have been hard to happen. So, I mean, my job right now is just to keep it going, basically, and make sure that African Americans are seen for, you know, the brilliant people that they really are. You know what I mean? Despite their struggle and the things that, you know, we've been through as a people, we still have made some huge gains. And I just want those gains to be, you know, recognized.
You know, I'm thinking back, Nicole, and it was one of the times, actually one of the first times we got together was here at in Lynn, and it was around the Frederick Douglass kind of events that were happening in Lynn, who Frederick Douglass, nationally known, and but also with the Lynn connections. And, you know, that was a nice kind of springboard to this, but the work needs to continue.
Absolutely. And Frederick Douglass right now is being celebrated during Black History Month in various places on the North Shore. I know someone at City Hall had just told me that, you know, they were looking for a picture of him so that they could display some of his biography in Lowell and talk about him more in Lowell. So hopefully, you know, that Frederick Douglass will also be talked about this month as well.
And I point out, I don't know if the book is still available, but Tom Dalton's great book on Frederick Douglass. Tom, former writer for the Salem News, and prior to that at the Daily Item of Lynn, terrific guy. And we talked to him, now months ago now about that book. But I know it was available at the Lynn Museum, but if not, we can probably track people down. But, you know, somehow or other. But keep an eye out, you know, take a look at that book if at all interested in following up on that one. Always love to tip people off to different things. But the Frederick Douglass book from Tom Dalton, maybe it's out there somewhere, but I hope it is. I know that, they made the donation to the Lynn Museum and so on for that piece.
Yeah, definitely. And also I would like to add about Salem State's events. I'm not sure exactly what's happening at Salem State for Black History Month, but I know that there are events going on. So definitely look up Salem State as well during Black History.
All right. Nicole, always good talking with you. Anything else you want to mention that I didn't ask you about Juneteenth, Black History Month, or whatever?
I would just like to mention, please look us up on Facebook and Instagram. Our tag for both social media sites is NS Juneteenth. So look for us and please follow us.
All right, Nicole, great talking with you, and best of luck, and have a great Black History Month.
Thank you so much.
I don't think I ever said that to anyone before, but there you go. Nicole McLean with us, and I'm Bill Newell here on MSONewsSports.com.